Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Okay, well, disappointing end of the Nuggets season as they lost in Game 7, blowing a 20-point lead in the third quarter and losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves 98-90 in Game 7, which eliminated them from the playoffs and moved the Wolves on to the Western Conference Finals before a address anything else. Congratulations to former Nuggets executive Tim Connolly. Honestly, I'm happy for him. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about the Wolves, but I am happy for him. And couldn't be happening to a better person in the NBA. And everyone knows that I have a good relationship with Tim Connolly. And this guy really deserves all the success he's getting. So I'm happy for Tim, not happy for the Nuggets, and we will get to that. Before I get to the rest of the podcast, I need to talk to you about our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. Yes, the Nuggets are done with the playoffs, and obviously this is disappointing to all of us, but anyone who's listening to this podcast, you know, you probably still want to bet on things. The Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals are still going to be going on. You may want to play some wagers on that. As I said before, I'm not someone who gambles, but if I did, I would go to a place like BetOnline, who is really your one-stop shop for getting everything you need, for like getting the best information you can have to make an informed bet. And informed betting is the best kind of betting, and that means you're going in with confidence and knowing that you're making the best bet possible. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow on your excuse me, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there, which is, once again, one-stop shop. It's one of the best places you can go to get everything you need to be an informed bettor. Head to the website today or use your mobile device and get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. So there's going to be some questions coming into this offseason. Questions that the Nuggets really didn't face this last offseason. This last offseason, the Denver Nuggets were coming off a championship, so they it was a different sort of scenario. This is some disappointment. Now, there is the desire to not overcorrect, which is something that can happen frequently. You can do what the Milwaukee Bucks have done, which is completely fuck up their team. Pardon my language. I'm feeling salty today, so pardon my language here. But you can mess up your team by making decisions that you probably otherwise wouldn't. Investing in contracts you probably shouldn't. Paying players who are over the hill. Anything like that. And the Bucks are a very cautionary tale for the Denver Nuggets heading into this next year. But also there's the other side, which is sitting on your hands. And I would describe the Nuggets offseason of this last offseason, 2023, of basically sitting on their hands. It was we can't pay Bruce Brown, so what we're going to do is compensate with draft picks and pay Reggie Jackson. Really, that is the sum and total of the Nuggets offseason. And I have gone over my objections to that frequently. I'm not, you know, there's no point in me going over that again. The important thing is for the Nuggets to learn the lessons of this offseason and identify what they need to do. First of all, and this is going to be offensive to some, offensive is the wrong word. This is going to not sit well with some people. They're going to have to address Michael Malone and his emotions, because his behavior post-game was despicable. He should apologize to Bennett Durando immediately for saying what he said was a stupid fucking question. That was unprofessional, and it was also a sign that Malone is still, after 9 years of coaching the Denver Nuggets and being a 10 years as a coach, still can't control his emotions. Number two, I am very concerned that this team no longer listens to Malone. I am extremely, extremely concerned that this is a thing. I'm concerned that this Nuggets team here, I mean, let's face it, folks, the Game 6 would have never happened last year. Game 6 would have never happened last year. And Game 6, when they were down by almost 60 at one point, it was pathetic. And if a team is together, if a team is still listening to its head coach, what you saw in Game 6 and Game 7 would never have happened. And when you have the best player in the world, these are things that shouldn't happen. Anthony Edwards in Game 7 had a terrible game. And when a team that's as offensively inept as the Wolves has a game like that, where they still are managed to come back from a 20-point lead despite Anthony Edwards having a terrible game, that tells you something about the state of the Denver Nuggets as it is right now. This team is, just for me, from my eyes, is very stale, and it kind of manifested itself, if we are honest with ourselves, Nuggets fans. This manifested itself in the Spurs game, second to last game of the season. There was all of us probably didn't want to acknowledge it, myself included. I put a great spin on it. I could put a great face on it, but we all need to acknowledge that when the Nuggets had the opportunity to get the number one seed and fell on their face completely against the, blew a 23-point lead against the San Antonio Spurs, we all need to acknowledge that was the moment that should have been completely eye-opening for all of us. And it should have indicated to all of us that this Nuggets team is not the same team that we saw last year. This is not that championship team, be it not having Bruce Brown on the roster, be it from not having Jeff Green on the roster, which I don't think necessarily is true, but I definitely do think it was demonstrable how much they missed Bruce Brown this year. Low key, the low key MVP. Not the actual MVP, but the guy who was behind the scenes, low-key, the MVP, clearly, of the Denver Nuggets. And what this did was it created a team that generally didn't respond to the same things that Michael Malone was saying last year. And my concern is that there is a lack of listening to Michael Malone. And when it gets to that point with a coach, that is really, really, really concerning. And like I said, they lost by 26 points in game two, they lost by 46 in game six, and they blew a 20-point lead in game seven. Folks, that's not a reflection of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is a reflection of something going on inside the Denver Nuggets. And as well as the Nuggets played through two and a half quarters, they played just as bad through the final one and a half quarters, and it cost them the game in a spectacular fashion. And I think that is the first thing that the Nuggets need to ask themselves. They need to understand why this team apparently wasn't listening to Michael Malone. And because through games 3, 4, and 5, the Denver Nuggets looked like the much better team. And this team losing three games at home, very unusual. The team going into these, I was supremely confident, folks. I was extremely confident going into game seven. I was like, they're going to win this. And if you would have gone to when they went up 20 in the third quarter, I would have said, yeah, the Nuggets are going to pull away here. There's 7 minutes left in the third quarter. They're up by 20. Things are good. And what happened after that was a team that probably hit a physical brick wall. They probably hit that emotional brick wall. And obviously the Wolves played good defense. And those three things combined to the Nuggets losing that game. And I think this all forces everyone who follows the Nuggets, covers the Nuggets, and the Nuggets themselves most of all to question what they need to do. Calvin Booth has put his general managerial stake down with the drafted players thing. And I think the approach to this season cost them a year, and it cost them a year of Jokic's prime. They can't make that mistake again. They need to have a viable team with players who will play. They do not need to have another year where the starters play a whole bunch of minutes. You saw what happened to the New York Knicks. They broke down. You know, it's Tom Thibodeau is, as I always said, he grinds his players' bones into dust. And it happened again this year, of course. Then they got, you know, just inundated with injuries. And by the game seven in New York yesterday, they had nothing left. They had literally nothing left to give. And you saw that a little with the Nuggets. They had nothing left. They hit a wall. Their starters hit the wall. And if you have a scenario where you have to play that many minutes during the regular season and then amp up those minutes during the playoffs, you are going to have a tired team that's going to hit a wall. These are marathons. These are just, you have to have the endurance to be doing this sort of thing, and sometimes it just catches up with you. And clearly it did. And when you have a team that gives the effort they gave in game six, which actually I also don't think it was necessarily effort. I think they just missed literally every shot they took, which is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And then you get to game seven and they just, you could tell there was a wall. There was a brick wall this team hit in midway through the third quarter, and it was done after that. And that would have been, even if the Nuggets were able to pull that game out, man, I don't know how confident I would be going into this series to a series of Dallas. I honestly wouldn't. Now, Dallas looks like a fresher team. They only played six games against the Thunder, and it just looked like the Nuggets were hitting that physical wall. I think that sort of thing is something that needs to be seriously looked at and addressed. The Nuggets cannot over rely on their starters. There's just no way they can do that again. They can't be a team that rides Jokic like a circus elephant. Hats off to him. That's a reference. If Nate Timmons is listening, Nate, that's a reference for you. And you can't have that scenario play out again. And I think the Nuggets, if they are good, will learn from this. And I'm going to address this in the second half of the podcast. There's just a lot of complicated things going on with the Denver Nuggets. They are in the second apron. It is not a easy scenario to get out of. In order for them to make moves, they're going to have to move a key player. In order for them to get anywhere near where they need to be as an improving team, a still improving team, a team that still sits at the top, they can't do this drafted players thing again. They can't do another offseason of that. I think this season proves this. I think this is a semi-referendum on Calvin Booth's approach. You just can't keep writing that same thing and filling in at the back end with I'm a genius picks and hoping that that genius will keep playing out. It's just not a scenario that's going to work out for you, and it's going to be something that I think that everyone knows and looks at now and saying, like, we can't repeat the same thing we did last offseason. All right, I'm going to get to more details on that in the second half of the podcast, but first I want to talk to you about Blanchard Family Wines, located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the Dairy Block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. A great time to go down to get yourself some wine. I mean, honestly, this is the weather has been great. And getting down there and just enjoying some time in the Dairy Block, or if you want to go to their Fort Collins location, their Golden location, or their original location in Sonoma County, they're all great times to go down and just enjoy, like, maybe in the afternoon, have a glass of wine, lunch break, or pregame it before you go to one of the fine restaurants in lower downtown. They got reds, they got whites, they got Rieslings, they got blends, they got everything you need in your favorite local wine bar. My personal favorites are the Pinot and the Cab, but they also got other great things with combination with Western Slope wineries, which are all very good, and I encourage you to try them out. Truly, everything you need in your favorite local wine bar. Once again, located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado. Just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the Dairy Block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. When you go in or you talk to them, tell them Jeff Morton from CSG Podcast sent you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think the Denver Nuggets are going to end up having to trade a key player in order to get to the better team angle. It may be MPJ, maybe another player. The decisions need to be made because of where the Nuggets sit in terms of the salary cap and where the team really struggled in this season. The Wolves were able to build a team that was basically built to counter the Denver Nuggets. Shout out to Tim Connelly. And when you have that scenario, you have a situation thrust upon you that is unique, where a team was effectively built to counter what you have with the best player in basketball. And we need to kind of internalize this, folks, and understand that I think tinkering around the edges, which is what Calvin Booth did this last season, is no longer valuable, but it's not in a do what the Bucks did kind of sense. Honestly, one of the biggest problems the Bucks had is this last year is they traded Drew Holiday, and they made the Boston Celtics a lot better by trading him to Portland and then having him bought out and then having him immediately going back to the Celtics. Sorry, I just completely butchered that, but him going to the Portland Trailblazers and going to the Celtics was their worst nightmare, and they did it for Damian Lillard, who is past his prime. The Nuggets can't be making deals like that. They can't be making decisions based on disappointment. But what you can do is inform where your weaknesses are relative to the team you just played. And I think if the Nuggets are smart, they will understand that, look, we can't go a second year with drafted players. We just can't do this. We are a championship team right now. We cannot go into another offseason with drafted players. We need to do something. And this is where the rubber meets the road with Calvin Booth. The pressure was always going to be in the offseason following the year after the championship. Because as Calvin Booth was saying in his interview with Kevin O'Connor, is that in a very, and I think some would say the Nuggets sort of arrogantly approached this offseason. If he wants sustainability and wasn't necessarily concerned about repeating, well, this is how it's playing out so far. But the problem is his precious picks did not get playing time. Let's just let that sink in, folks. Calvin Booth's picks didn't get playing time. It was Peyton Watson who was here last year and Christian Brown who was here last year. Christian Brown got the most playoff minutes. Peyton Watson was unplayable in this series. Peckett didn't get any playing time. Tyson Hunter didn't get any playing. Hunter Tyson, excuse me, didn't get any playing time. He gave a contract to Zeke Nnaji, who didn't get any playing time. There was a massive back end of this roster that didn't see the court. And that's not just the playoffs. It was literally the regular season. Think about that. And two of those contracts in the back ends of the roster that were signed are devoted to guaranteed contracts that they didn't have to sign. 2 second-round picks that were signed to guaranteed contracts when they could have been the non-guaranteed second-round contracts that are given out to second-rounders. They just made some strategic errors. Now, I've already gone over my issues with the Reggie Jackson signing, and I think, identifiably speaking, the Nuggets cannot go into another year with Reggie Jackson as their backup point guard, their sole backup point guard. And they can't have another offseason with Jalen Pickett as the guy behind him or Colin Gillespie. This Nuggets team needs a vet backup point guard. It's what they basically had Bruce Brown doing this last year. They need someone like that in the second unit who's going to be a dog, which is really what this team needs. But the Nuggets were just not good enough. They weren't good enough to beat the Wolves. With all the other considerations in front of them, this Nuggets team as currently constituted was not good enough to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, it was a 7-game series, but each loss wasn't close, and each victory wasn't close. That is a weird series. So how do the Nuggets solve this? Honestly, I think the sacrificial lamb is going to have to be Michael Porter Jr. because Jamal Murray's in coming up to the last year of his deal, and I don't think the Nuggets can afford to lose someone as who has such a huge cog of their offense like Jamal. Now, Jamal, I don't know if he's going to get necessarily the contract extension that he wants, but the Nuggets, I do think, are intent on keeping him, and he is a huge part of the offense. I don't think they can get away with getting rid of Jamal. The sacrificial lamb in this entire scenario is obviously going to be Michael Porter Jr. We'll see what happens. But the Nuggets cannot tinker around the edges. There can't be another, we're going to draft some players, and that's it, scenario. The Nuggets have to free up space, and they have to get, probably in the trade market, players who can fit that will make them better than the Wolves. Because right now, they are basically just under the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I would just mean a hair under the Minnesota Timberwolves. The series went 7 games. Tim Connelly successfully built a roster to beat the Denver Nuggets. So how do the Denver Nuggets counter the Wolves? And this is something that the Nuggets cannot go into another offseason just saying, well, we'll just handle it during the year. Obviously, coming up, they got Jamal's and Aaron Gordon's extensions coming up. They got financial issues that they need to address. The sustainability portion that Josh Kroenke and Calvin Booth have also preached this last year is really being put to the test right now, because you cannot waste another year of Nikola Jokic's prime. You just can't do it. You can't do it. You need to maximize Jokic's prime as much as possible. And you know what? I would love it. I would love it if Nikola Jokic wasn't even in the MVP conversation next year. Because every time he's in the MVP conversation, it means he has been lifting an unreasonably large load. You cannot have this happen again. The Denver Nuggets need to go into a season helping Nikola Jokic and this team be great. You cannot have Nikola Jokic be the guy that is the MVP of the entire league because he's lifting a team on his back. He did that in 2022. He did that at the end of 2021. And he did it again this year. This Nuggets team is a better team than that. In the years where he doesn't win an MVP, this team is better. Because you don't need Jokic to be burning himself out like that. And my concern coming into this year was burnout. And what I saw in the second half yesterday, Game 7, was a burned out Jokic. And I frankly saw that in Game 6. You know, Jokic was able to rise up, and he had some tremendous games in this series. Games 3, 4, and 5, Jokic played tremendous basketball. He played a tremendous first three quarters of game 7. But he hit a wall. And that's a reflection of the amount of workload that he's had. And I've said this, and I wrote an article on it. Just, I wished the Nuggets took this season a little more seriously. And now is the test. The test is now. It begins at the draft and extends into free agency. The Nuggets need to make a declarative statement that they are in it to win it and maximize Jokic's prime. He is coming into year 10. How many more years of his prime does he have? They are treating him like Tim Duncan. And they need to treat him like the unicorn that he is. And I don't think the Nuggets were serious coming into this offseason, and they better be serious now. You cannot get away with sitting on your hands again. You can. You've got to do something that is good, that is substantive, but not panicky. You cannot be the Bucks, but you can make something good, a move that is substantial enough to make yourself better. And I, as of this, I mean, people are asking me for ideas. Honestly, you know, like I said, the only player they could probably plausibly trade is Michael Porter Jr. I don't like it. I like Mike. As a player, I think he's got a bad rap for the Wolves series when he was, it was just him and Jokic in the first, in the Lakers series. People have forgotten about that conveniently. This Nuggets team needs to be able to compete with the Wolves. And the only real asset, they, quote-unquote asset, and you know I hate that word, that they can trade is Michael Porter Jr. And that's it. This is really plausibly that's it, without sacrificing the soul of the team, which is basically Jokic, Murray, and Gordon. You can't, and I hate that, but it's the only thing that I can see. And they need to get rid of Zeke Nagy's contract. There's Zeke Nagy needs to. I mean, I know he has negative value, but you can't have a guy you can't play on this roster making $8 million a year. You just can't. So, all right, I know I'm going to break this down a little more in coming episodes. Honestly, I know everyone's burned out right now, and I don't even know how many downloads this podcast is going to get, because, quite frankly, I'm sure everyone is taking my advice and trying to stay away from social media as much as possible. That's a good thing. It's good for your mental health. So, yeah, we'll be getting more into this in the future, and I'm going to have other thoughts and other guests on to talk about this once everyone's cleared their heads and you know, gets clear of the playoffs and gets off of social media. So, all right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast. I'm going to be back in a couple days with another episode. Goodbye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.